This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
Pakistan mein aisa koi thikana nahi hai jahan baithkar aatankwadi chain ki saans le sake. हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said, India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said, the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said, the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए, 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है, भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा, विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasised that Operation Sindoor is a trinity, India's policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders. New Delhi today reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its fight.
Early on 10th morning, we had mounted an extremely effective attack on key Pakistani Air Force bases. That was the reason they were now willing to stop firing and military action. It was the force of Indian arms that compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Speaking on Indus Water Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said, after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said there is now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better. The Government of India has declared a Pakistani official working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said the official has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. It also said that charged the affairs of Pakistan High Commission has issued a demarche to this effect today. Union Minister of State and PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced construction of 600 new bunkers for border residents of Hiranagar sector in Jammu and Kashmir. Speaking to media persons, he said the 2,000 individual bunkers and community bunkers are already constructed for the safety of border residents.
हिंदुस्तान में पहला ऐसा जिला कठुआ का जहां बंकर निर्माण का प्रयोग किया गया. 2000 बंकर बन चुके हैं. आज ही घोषणा की गई कि 600 और बंकर बनाए जाएंगे, फैमिली बंकर, और लोगों को परखने का मौका भी इन्हीं चार दिनों में मिला. उन्होंने इनकार कर दिया जब उनके प्रशासन ने कहा कि हम आपके लिए कोई और विकल्पित स्थान ढूंढते हैं. उनका नहीं, यहां हमें बड़ी सुविधा भी है और यहां हमें सुरक्षित भी है. एक तरह के वन रूम अपार्टमेंट तरह के वो फैमिली बंकर हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Programme at his residence in New Delhi, lauding the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024. Prime Minister called for scaling up successful strategies nationwide, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate TB from India. Prime Minister reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, covering high-focus districts wherein 12.97 crore vulnerable individuals were screened, 7.19 lakh TB cases detected, including 2.85 lakh asymptomatic TB cases. During the meeting, Prime Minister stressed the need to analyse the trends of TB patients based on urban or rural areas and also based on their occupations. He said that this will help identify groups that need early testing and treatment, especially workers in construction, mining, textile mills and similar fields. In the meeting, Prime Minister noted the encouraging findings of the WHO Global TB Report 2024, which affirmed an 18% reduction in TB incidence, which has come down from 237 to 195 per lakh population between 2015 and 2023. The report stated that 21% decline in TB mortality and 85% treatment coverage has been witnessed, which reflects the program's growing reach and effectiveness. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated two new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation. Emphasising the growing momentum in India's semiconductor ecosystem, the minister announced that the inauguration of this major semiconductor design center in Uttar Pradesh is a critical step towards developing a pan-India ecosystem that harnesses the rich talent available across the country. The minister also announced the launch of a new semiconductor learning kit aimed at enhancing practical hardware skills among engineering students. He also stated that 270-plus academic institutions that have already received advanced EDA electronic design automation software tools under the India Semiconductor Mission will also receive these hands-on hardware kits. National Investigation Agency has arrested a key cadre of the militant Kanglipa Communist Party People's War Group in connection with a case of abduction and murder linked to the ethnic violence that took place in Manipur in 2023. In a statement, the agency said Vaikhom Rohit Singh, a resident of Thubul Pangkong Lerak in Thubul district, has taken into custody for his alleged role in the conspiracy and execution of the crime. National Investigation Agency also arrested two members of banned militant outfits in connection with the brutal killing of a woman and the burning and looting of houses by armed militants in Manipur's Jiribam district in November last year. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused Nongthomba Meraba from Bishnupur district is a member of the proscribed United National Liberation Front and was directly involved in the shooting of the women. The second accused, Sagol Sam Sanatomba of Thubul district, is affiliated with the Kangli Yavol Yana Lap, another outlawed insurgent group in the state. He was allegedly part of the armed group that carried out the attack. The government has officially designated 23rd September as the date for celebrating Ayurveda Day each year. In a statement, Ayush Minister said that this change marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda Day on Dhanteras. The ministry said that Ayurveda Day has been commemorated annually to promote Ayurveda as a scientific evidence-based and holistic system of medicine that plays a pivotal role in preventive health care and wellness. It also noted that in the coming decade, the date of Dhanteras would continue to vary widely between 15th October and 12th November, posing logistical challenges for organizing national and international observances. In the national capital, Delhi, a major fire broke out at a nursing home in Uttam Nagar this evening. According to the Delhi Fire Department, the blaze damaged parts of the building and some medical records. Fortunately, no casualties have been reported. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at French Riviera in France tonight, bringing with it a global celebration of cinema, fashion and art. The 12-day event will serve as one of the world's most glamorous stages, bringing together filmmakers, actors and cinema lovers from around the globe. India's retail inflation eased to 3.16% in April from 3.34% in March, driven by significant easing in food prices. As the Khelo India Youth Games approached their conclusion, gymnastics events were held today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.